In 2003, approximately 3 million people died from AIDS-related causes, according to the World Health Organization. Tuberculosis is the leading cause of death among people infected with HIV, accounting for approximately 15% of AIDS deaths worldwide. The UN Global Health Monitor also estimates that malaria annually kills between 1 million and 3 million people. 3 years ago, the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria was founded to put significant financial resources into combating those diseases in the third world. The Global Fund now has billions of dollars at its disposal and is in the process of distributing that money. But last month, the fund gave in to criticism, primarily from the United States, and decided to slow down its work. NPR's Jason Beaubien recently traveled with some of the Global Fund's board members as they toured health facilities in rural Kenya.
The New Nyanza Hospital near Kenya's western border with Uganda is the largest medical facility in the region. Over the last 40 years, the 400-bed concrete complex has fallen into disrepair. Windows are broken, water stains and mold mark the walls. The wards are so overcrowded that many patients are forced to share a bed. They lie head to toe on the single mattresses. Dr. James Gassemi, the chief medical officer for Nyanza province, says the hospital has numerous problems.
What's happening at the moment is that we have very few staff. Some have been retrenched, some have died, but the replacement has not been forthcoming.
In addition, Gassemi says 80% of the patients on the medical wards are HIV positive. The facility is being overwhelmed, he says, by AIDS and malaria.
40% of our morbidity is actually due to malaria. And malaria is number one killer disease in this region.
What this hospital lacks is resources, he says. Kenya has requested hundreds of millions of dollars from the Global Fund to help provide some of those resources, but Dr. Gassemi is unclear how the money is or could affect his clinics.
I think the Global Fund has assisted to a certain extent, but I cannot be able to tell you exactly what, because what I get here is basically is sent from headquarters, so I don't know how much they get.
Since the Global Fund was founded in 2002, it's raised billions of dollars from industrialized nations and private donors. The fund is essentially a huge bank account administered out of Geneva. One criticism of the Global Fund by some donors is that many of the countries with the highest rates of AIDS, TB, and malaria lack the infrastructure to put millions of additional new public health dollars to work. The Bush administration is one of the harshest critics of the Global Fund, but the U.S. is also the largest donor to the organization. Kenya's Minister of Planning, Anyang Nyong'o, after touring the New Nyanza Hospital, said the conditions in the facility are unacceptable, and he called on the Global Fund to make even more money available to Kenya.
We cannot live with a clean conscience when people go to a hospital like that and they cannot get services. Therefore, those who have, your responsibility is to ensure that those who have not also can live a decent and dignified life.
As in most countries that get funding from the Global Fund, the money given to Kenya first goes to the National Treasury, which then passes it along to the Ministry of Health, which in turn distributes it to local administrators who run the actual health programs in the community. The Global Fund, unlike other development agencies, doesn't have local employees in the countries where it does business. Elizabeth Hoff, who oversees the fund's work in 9 East African countries, is a bit frustrated with Kenya. She warned local officials that they're not putting their Global Fund money to work fast enough. Hoff, who's based in Geneva, says some grants to Kenya are a year behind schedule, and the country only started getting money from the Global Fund 18 months ago.
And when we see the needs, when we visited the hospital here, and the need for antiretroviral drugs, the need for equipment, I think it is important that we continue to put pressure on the country coordinating mechanism and also on the principal recipients to get the money out to the people.
Kenyan officials say the money has been tied up at the Ministry of Finance by a bureaucratic procurement system that's riddled with corruption, and they say they're in the process of fixing that system. As the tour of provincial health clinics continues, large groups of peasants turn out to meet the Global Fund board members. Hoff says the Global Fund is concerned about the potential for corruption. She says recipients must sign detailed contracts outlining how the money will be used, and then local accountants hired by the Global Fund monitor the programs.
Of course, we are really concerned about accountability for the money. So they go in and they do an assessment of the financial capacity of the principal recipient that it is safe for us to transfer large amount of money, and that they will be able to report back and account for the money to the Global Fund.
Hoff points out that not all of the Global Fund money goes to governments. Some of the money is supposed to go to aid groups, nonprofit agencies, and community-based organizations. In Nairobi, the fund's great potential is clear at the Kenya Network of Women with AIDS, or KENWA. Currently, 60% of KENWA's budget comes from the Global Fund. Assunta Wagura founded KENWA in 1993 after she was kicked out of her parents' home when they learned she was HIV positive.
The family told me, "You are a disgrace to us, so you must look for somewhere to die from." So when I went out, I looked for consolation from other two ladies who are also HIV positive, and together we started a small meeting group.
Wagura says in Africa, HIV affects women differently than men, and women cope with it differently.
When they come to KENWA, they don't talk so much about their health. They don't talk so much about the disease or death. They talk about what will happen to my children. I can't feed my children. I can't take them to school. Even when I die, I know they will even suffer more. So basically, the major concern for every woman is her children.
In April of 2003, KENWA got a $200,000 grant from the Global Fund, which by the Global Fund standards is tiny. Wagura says the infusion of money transformed KENWA. The group is now able to provide powerful antiretroviral drugs, which she says can bring AIDS patients back almost from the brink of death.
Of course, unless they have another infection, you know, a very active, like TB or something else. But if it's only AIDS, we put them on ARVs and good feeding, they should be back on their feet within 2 weeks.
KENWA also has a traveling health clinic in the Nairobi slums. Their ambulance is a steel pushcart with a mattress thrown on top of it. The group provides meals to AIDS orphans and has a home-based care program which trains HIV-positive women to look after other women who have become terminally ill. On the Global Fund's visit to Kenya, it was clear that the public health needs are enormous. But it was also clear that there are public funds available in the country for some things. After the tour of the dilapidated Nyanza Hospital, the Global Fund board members and their hosts flew back to Nairobi. The long, sleek Mercedes sedans waiting at the airport for the Kenyan government officials appeared to be brand new. Jason Bobien, NPR News.